in the corner of a house, like both walls caved in a little bit, that's where the hole is. The hole is mamish in the corner of the house. Bekeren Zovius. And the klal is, the pischa bekeren Zovius layav diinshi. People don't make a pesach, a doorway, in the corner of a house. Therefore, you need taka two sides of the wall. And it's taka less than 10. If two amas on this side and two amas on that side caved in, but the pesach is mamish in the corner of the house, you don't say a svar for the pesach there. Because people don't make a pesach in the corner of the house. Therefore, that's called a hole, it's called a pesach, and it's mevatel the mechitza. Therefore, in such a case, you don't have mechitzas for the Shabbos. So the Tanakhama says, Kivun Shutra Hutra, since the beginning of Shabbos there was there, you're allowed to carry for the rest of the Shabbos. And the Yossi says no, since now there's no mechitzas here, it becomes also to carry the rest of the Shabbos. But we're talking about the Pirut says less than 10, and it's only because it happened on two sides of the wall. What does two sides of the wall mean? At the corner. Each side of the corner caved in a little bit, so then nobody makes a pesach at the corner. It's called a pirtza there. Rashi, the pitzchah b'keren zos layavdi, to have urchahu. It's normally people don't make doors at the corner. Yeah. So the Gemara writes, the Mishnah says, v'chein bayis shenifetzah mishtei ruchaisa. The same thing, a house, the same halacha. If you have a house, normally you have four walls in the house, and now two walls get a pirtza in it, so that's the machlekes if you're allowed to carry or not. But for next Shabbos, for sure you're not allowed to carry, since two walls got a pirtza. For the Gemara Nochemol, Maishna meruach achas, diyarmina pitikra yorid besoysim. Why do you tell me if in a house usually has a roof to it. So since it has a roof, if you have a pirtza on one wall, no matter how wide the pirtza is, it still will be kosher. Why? Because we say the end of the roof, pitikra yorid besoysim. The roof comes down to the end, so even though this whole wall caved in, we'll still say aloch, even if it's more than 10 amas caved in. So what? As long as there's a roof on top of it, we say the end of the roof comes down, particularly Yerg V'Saisim. So that's why if one wall caved down, you would still be allowed to carry even for next Shabbos. Because it's considered like you have the wall there with the din of particularly Yerg V'Saisim. For the Gemara B'Zoi, Mishtei Ruchas Nami. It should be the same halacha that in a house, even two walls of the house cave in. Nami Lame Pitikru Yerg V'Saisim. What do I care if two walls cave down? The same thing. Since there's a roof over the whole house, the ends of the roof, we say pitikram, that's the lum is the end, the p, the mouth of the roof, the point of it comes straight down, so even on two sides it comes straight down. It should also still be mutter to carry this Shabbos and next Shabbos. So why does our Mishnah make a chilek? On two walls, then it's aser. One wall, it's a mutter. I'm on a shuch. If you say pitikram, you're reciting, it should be mutter, even if two walls cave in. Now for the Gemara, Amri, Devei Rav, Mishmei, the Rav. In the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said over the name of Rav, that Kegoin, again, the same term is going, Shenifrat Bekeren Zovius. We're talking about that the Pirtza happened in the corner again, Nochemol. The two walls mean in the corner. That's where the Pirtza happened. So since you have a Pirtza there, and it could be it's less than 10 Amis. So even though it's less than 10 Amis, so what? Nobody makes a Pesach in the corner. So the actual Pirtza is called the Pirtza. The question is though, let's say Pitikri Yard Vesayasim though, the Kiruya Balachsen. We're talking about the beams on top are not flat, straight down. They're a little bit balachs and a little bit slanty. Since the beams are slanty, that's the luck. When you have slanty roof, you don't say pitikri yerbisayim. Pitikri yerbisayim is only if the roof is flat. If it's a flat roof, then at the end of the roof, we say the roof could come down. But let's say like most roofs, it's slanty a little bit. If a roof is slanty, we can't say pitikri yerbisayim. That's the luck. Only if the roof is straight. If the roof is slanty, then the end beams, we don't say, comes down. So we're talking about now, the hole in the house happened at the corner here. And both sides caved in a little bit, so it's called the pirtza there. People don't make a pesach there, that's called the pirtza. It breaks the mechitza. Let's say pitikra, we're talking about nekimta, that the roof is not flat at that corner. The roof is also slanty. So therefore, you can't say pitikra. Therefore, in such a case, the house, you can't carry in this house anymore. Because now you don't have four walls for the house. Since there's a pirtza in the wall, that breaks down the whole wall. Alamodi said is, if you have a hole in the wall, it has a shem pesach. That means usually people make a pesach there. That's why it's still called the wall with a pesach. But at the corner that nobody makes a pesach there, then any hole is considered like the wall is broken down. Now look at the shayla, how big does the pirtza have to be at the corner? Some shittas is, if it's long, if it's 3 tefachim wide, the pirtza, that already breaks down the wall. Some say 4 tefachim, some say 4 amis. Once it's wider than 3 tefachim, that you don't say lovewood, that's considered like you have a hole there. and in the corner nobody makes a Pesach, so a pierce or a hole in the wall breaks down the whole wall. That's why by a house also, we're talking about on two sides means the corner. The two corners broke down, so therefore such a pirtza breaks down the mechitzas. I say pitik, where the roof on top should come down. We're talking about where the roof is also slanty. A slanty roof, you don't say pitikra. And the beams on top of the roof is belachsim slanty. In the case where the beams are slanty, you can't say pitikru yerbisoysim. This is Rav Shita. But if it wouldn't be for the fact the beams are slanty, Rav Shita is always, you always say pitikru yerbisoysim. It would have been mutz to carry. You have to put in the kimta here now that the beams are slanty. Shmuel says another teretz here. We're talking about now, even though the pirtzes in the house is more than 10 amos. The wall, if you have a hole in the wall, more than 10 amos. Why do you say the Mishnah says in the house it's also to carry? Because there are holes in two walls, even in one wall. Anytime you have a hole in the wall more than 10 amos, that breaks down the whole wall. What do you have to come on Davka for two walls for? Even one wall should be possible. And the Gemara miruach achas nami mishum bayis. The Teretz says what mishum bayis? Trashi mishum bayis layef shabruach achas mishum pitik uyard v'seisim. On a house, here you have to come on to broke down on two walls. Because if only one wall broke down on the house, then Shmuel is mud, you say pitikru yerbisoysim. We'll soon see what Shmuel Shitr is. Shmuel Shitr is, on one side you say pitikru, two sides not. So therefore, it's true. In the case of a chotzer, that there's no roof on the chotzer, it's true. If the pirtz is more than 10, it could have been a din of the Mishnah, even if it broke down on one wall. If one wall has a pirtz of more than 10, it's finished, you can't carry in this chotzer. The reason why the Mishnah says on two sides, because it's talking about a bayis also. Now a bayis, the house, usually has a roof. So if only one wall caved down, it'd still be kosher. Because you say the pitikra, the end of the roof, comes down, it's considered like you have a mechitza there. But now the two walls broke down, and now you don't say pitikra on two walls. For the Gemara, the kasha, Iyachi meruach achas nami mishum bayis. For the Gemara, a bayis goof, even in the house, tiksha. Maishna meruach achas, what's the difference on one wall? The Amrin in particular, one wall you're saying will be kosher, even though it's more than 10 amos wide. So what? Still you say the pair, the tip of the roof comes down and makes a new mechitza here. The Hurmi Beis Ruchas Nami name a Pitiku Yerd Vesaisim. Even if two walls of the house cave down, still, since you have a roof standing there, like the pillars of the house are still standing, holding up the house, holding up the roof, you should still say Pitiku Yerd Vesaisim. That's one kasha. Vesu, another kasha is, does Shmuel himself bechlal hold bechlal from the side of pitikru yerd v'saisim? Like Shmuel is answering, we're talking about now that the hole in the wall was wider than 10 amos. So he's saying, if it's only a hole in one wall of the house, it'd be kosher. Why would it be kosher, one wall of the house? Because one wall would say pitikru. Now there's two walls, it's possible. So first, the Moritz Kasher, what's the difference between one and two? And now the second question is that according to Shmuel, he doesn't know from pitikru altogether. So once the hole in the wall is more than 10 amos, even on one wall, it should be us to carry now on Shabbos. Because Shmuel doesn't know from pitikru. Shmuel doesn't know that you said if you have a roof, we say the end of the roof comes down. What's the raya? But your itma, we learned before. Ach sadra babika. If you have an open porch in the middle of a valley, an open porch is, the word is there's no mechitzas there at all. There are just four beams holding up a roof. But there's a roof over these four beams. Is Rav Oma Mutla Talta Bakula? Rav holds, you do say Pitikru Yerd V'Saisin. So the ends of the roof comes down on all four sides. So it's considered like there are four mechitzes around this porch. Therefore, in the porch, you're allowed to carry all around the porch. Shmuel Oma Shmuel says, no. Ein Metaltlin Bo, Ela B'Dal Adamis. Shmuel does not from Pitikru Yerd V'Saisin. So since this is an open porch, it has no mechitz at all, and it's opened up to the valley, to a bikur, which is a karmelis, therefore inside the porch is also called the karmelis. And the locker is, you're only allowed to carry dal damis, like it was just a rabbi, not more. So Shmuel says, you could only carry four ramis in this porch and not more. So the Chur, you see, according to Shmuel, even though there's a roof on top of the porch, you do not say Pitiku Yard Vesoysim. So what's happens here, Shmuel is Moida, that in the house, you're telling me on one wall, Shmuel would say Pitikra. Even though the pirts in the wall is more than 10 amas wide, it'd be kosher. Of course, you do say Pitikra, the roof comes down. Here we see a porch in the valley, according to Shmuel, it's also, you don't say the roof comes down. And tomorrow, that wouldn't be so shver. Omar in. Shmuel alayim etalim v'dalet. And mahola kasha. Ki lesle v'dalet. When does Shmuel say you don't say pitikri or v'saisim if you have to say it on all four walls? Avo b'sholosh islein. But if you only have to say it on three walls, in the case we already have one wall in the house, and you only have to say it now on three sides, this is where Rashi learns, that's what this is, Rashi's girso, that on three walls, you would say pitikri. So now it's not shver on Shmuel. Is when don't we say pitikra on all four sides? If you have an open porch that has no walls at all, you just have a roof on top, then Rav says even on all four sides we say pitikra, the roof comes down to make it like you have four mechitzes. And Shmuel says no, since they're all four sides are open, I can't say pitikra. But if only I have to say it only on three sides, one wall is closed, then I do say pitikra. This is the way Rashi learns. Tais Gish is always the opposite way. Tais learns that an Achsadria has three walls to it. So Neymar, if you have three walls, then on the fourth wall we do say it. But if you have more than one wall is missing, then you don't say it. Bakor upon where Rashi learns is, by Dalad you don't say, three you do say. Hobadal Kilesle Bedalad, Abu Bisholish Isle. Fedimar Mikol Mokim Kasha. Why does Shmuel say now, on one wall cave down, it's kosher? Why? Because you say pitikra. So even if two walls of the house cave down, still you should say pitikra. You tell him now, even according to Shmuel, it's only on four walls, the way Rashi learns, only on four walls you don't say pitikra or v'saisim. But three walls, you do say pitikra or v'saisim. So here, if two walls of the house cave down, so what? You still have two walls standing, so all you have to say pitikra just for two walls. So even according to Shmuel, you say pitikra on two walls, on three walls even. And for the Gemara, the way Rashi Shita is. And for the Gemara, Kadiyamri Bei Rav Mishmedi Rav, like you said in the base of Medrash over the name of Rav, they're going Shenifrat Vakaran Zovius. We're talking about now that the hole in the house happened at the corner of the house. That's where the two walls of the house means the corner. The two corners caved in there. Vikaruya Valachsen. And Rav answered before, we're talking about that the beams on top are slanty. Therefore, according to Rav, you don't say Pitikra Yard Vesoysim, since the beams are slanty. That was the terrace according to Rav. Now, I'll tell you, we have the same terrace here also. Hochinami. According to Shmuel, the terrace would be like this. Hochinami. We're going to Nifras Bekeren Zovius. We're talking about that the two walls that caved down in the house means the corner of the house. The two adjacent walls in the corner caved in. Bekeren Zovius. The Kiruyov Ba'arba. We're telling him now in a Kimta that the wall, you have to come on to say Pitikra on four sides. In one corner, you can have four sides to say Pitikra. Now the picture here is like Rashi has it. Look at Rashi's picture here. We're talking about now what caved into the house was only the wall, the corner. But the corner did not cave in directly or push it a square in the corner. It came in like this here. It came down a little bit, out a little bit, down a little bit, out a little bit. The Meister now, to say Pitikra in this corner, you have to have four walls coming down like. You have to have first this Dalet here, this side come down, then the hay here, this side come down, then the other hay here, this side come down, then the other Dalet come down. So in such a corner, there could be a case where it caved in a zigzag form here, that you have to have four different walls coming down. Now that's Shmuel Shita. You don't say Pitikra when you have to say it four times. The most you can say is three times, not say it four times. That's the Kimta we're talking about our Mishnah. We're talking about the two walls caved down means the corner caved down, but not a perfect square. It's an indention in, out, in, out. Therefore, you have to come down here on all four sides. You have to say Pitikra. And according to Shmuel, you don't say Pitikra on four sides. Therefore, according to Shmuel, it's no good. But if only would have caved in on one side of the house, it'd be kosher. Even though it's more than 10 amis, so what? We say Pitikra Yard Vesoysim. Only when it caved in a corner, in such a case, the picture like Rashi here, that you have to say the four sides here, you have to say the roof comes down, according to Shmuel, you don't say it comes down on four sides. So tomorrow now, Shmuel Layom HaKarav, Shmuel doesn't want to give Rav the Kimta, that we're talking about, that the true, the pirates in the house happened in the corner, But Rav answered Poshe, not that it came down a zigzag like Rashi, like Shmuel, but Rav answered, talking about that the roof was slanty. Why didn't Shmuel want to answer the roof was slanty that you don't say Pitikram? So tomorrow, Rav, Shmuel Yom Karav, Alachsum Likatoni. Because the Mishnah doesn't say this. It doesn't say the roof was slanty. If you want to make such an akimta, it should have said the roof was slanty. The Mishnah doesn't say it, so that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. For Rav Leyomaka Shmuel, why didn't Rav want to say like Shmuel? We're talking about where Taka the roof was flat, but it caved down in such a case, you have to say four times Pitikrum. The Teretz is Poshit. Rav Leyomaka Shmuel then came heavily Achsagra, because according to Rav, what's so gefelich? You have to say Pitikra four times here. For Rav Latami, Rav goes according to Shita, that Rav tackles even on four walls, also you say Pitikrum. The Yomar Rav says, Achsadra Mutter. Even if you have an open porch in the middle of a valley, so the porch mamash has no walls to it. It only has four beams holding up the roof. But since there's a roof, a flat roof, you say on all four sides Pitikrum. So according to Rav, in this picture, it'd still be kosher. Even though you have to say Pitikra four times, so what? According to Rav, you do say Pitikra four times. Therefore, Rav has to say the kint of our Mishnah is that the roof is slanty. And on a slanty roof, that's when you don't say Pitikra. The Yitma, we learned, and we had before, Achsadra Mabika. If we had this open porch in the middle of a valley, Rav Amma Mutla Tato Bakula. Even though there's no walls there, you're allowed to carry underneath the porch. Why? Because you say Pitikra on all four sides. The roof comes down on all four sides. Ushmula, Mashmul says, Ein Metaltlimbo, Ella Biabahamas. No, under the roof of this porch is considered a carmelis. Since you don't have four walls there, you don't say Pitikra, you can't carry more than four amas. Good. Sefta Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So the more now, Rav Oma, the more Mazma now. Rav Oma Mutla Tata Bakula. What does Rav say you're allowed to carry underneath this whole porch? Even though there are no walls there, just the roof. The Pshat is Arminim Pitiku Yard Vesaisim. We say on all four sides, the roof comes down, all four corners of the roof come down, and it makes Mechitzis. Or Shmuel Oma Shmuel says, Ein Metantlum Bo'ela Biyar Bamis. Lo Yarminim Pitiku Yard Vesaisim. That we don't say the roof comes down. And the way the Gemara explained before, it means on four sides, we don't say the roof comes down. But less than four, the way Rashi learns, you would. La locha we hold, you say pitikur yard v'saisim, but only on two sides. More than two sides, you wouldn't say it. And also, only in the case that one wall came here, and another wall, like an L shape, those two sides caved in. If, let's say one wall caved in here, another wall caved in here, that the Rabban could walk straight through, then we wouldn't say Pitikra on these two sides. When a Rabban Mamish walks through it, you don't say Pitikra. Allah, we hold you say Pitikra on two sides, if the two walls standing is like an L shape. So then the other L shape, if you have a flat roof, we look as if the end of the roof goes down here, and the end of the roof comes down here. On two walls, we still say Pitikra Allah. But it has to be the two walls are like an L shape. Yeah. Right. Tomorrow, b'eser. If it's only 10 amis, b'eser is kuliyamo loy pligi. Rashi says b'eser kuliyamo loy pligi. The belav stima pitikra nami psochemim. If the hole in the wall is only 10 amis, so according to everybody, it's kosher. Even forget about the pitikra, the roof. The wall itself was called the good mechitza. Since the pierce in the wall is less than 10 amis, that's called the pischa. So be eser if the hole in the wall is only 10 amis, kuli amule pligi, that's kosher. Chi pligi, where's the machlekes by Ibayas or by Nachsadra? Be eser, where the hole in the wall is more than 10 amis wide. Then you have to come on to Pitikra. That Rav says even on four sides you say Pitikra Yard Vesayim, and Shmuel says no, on four sides you don't say it. Vika the army, some say, be eser kuli amule pligi. No, it's more than 10 amis, takrit's no good. You don't say, it'll be possible. More than 10 amis, vice versa, you don't even say Pitikra Yard Vesayim. Anytime you have a hole in the wall, more than 10 amis, that breaks the wall. B'yeser kuliyam lepligi. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes? B'yeser. Only where it's 10 amis wide, that's the machlekes. V'zmar v'ho diyom Rav Yehuda. I did the kasha now. I, Rav Yehuda, said, v'ho diyom Rav Yehuda. Koiro dalet matir. If you have a koiro,